Introduction. In a meeting with the 12 apostles, the prophet Joseph Smith told the brethren that the Book of Mormon was the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone of our religion, and a man could get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. History of the Church, Volume 4, page 461. See also the introduction to the Book of Mormon. This study guide is designed as a companion to your study of the Book of Mormon. It is divided into numbered sections that correspond with the lessons in the Book of Mormon Gospel Doctrine course. Each section provides the week's reading assignment and questions to enhance your study. You may use these questions to improve personal application of the Scriptures and to prepare to make meaningful contributions to class discussions. You share with your Gospel Doctrine teacher the responsibility to help the class be successful. The Lord has said that teachers need to preach by the Spirit of truth, and that those who receive the Word of truth should receive it by the Spirit of truth. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 17 and 19. Come to class prepared to contribute insights, ask questions, share appropriate experiences, bear testimony, and listen attentively to the teacher and the other class members. When you have studied the reading assignments and pondered the questions in this study guide, you will be better prepared to experience the fulfillment of the Lord's words when He said, "He that preacheth and he that receiveth understand one another, and both are edified and rejoice together." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verse 22. This study guide is a valuable resource for families. You may use the study questions to prompt gospel-centered discussions among family members. Also, each section contains a suggestion for family discussion. Family members may want to refer to these suggestions as they prepare lessons for family home evenings. End of the Introduction to the Book of Mormon Class Member Study Guide.